Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing the entrepreneurial community in South Carolina. John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he manages the Swamp Fox Facebook page. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
Tell us what's showing up on your radar in the swamp today.
You know, we talk about a million cups when we mention the events many weeks. This is a really interesting program. It's sponsored by the Kauffman Foundation out of Kansas City. That is a foundation that's focused on entrepreneurship and has a lot of entrepreneurship type of programs. And Million Cups was started about 5 years ago, and now it's spread all over the country. In South Carolina, we have seven different cities that participate, and that's a pretty good representation in the country. It's if you looked at the percentage of our population, it's probably about twice as many as you would expect. It's very interesting that there's a interest in entrepreneurship like this in South Carolina, isn't there?
Well, it sounds to me more like a thirst for entrepreneurship, since coffee happens at these events, right?
Absolutely. Thirsty people show up, that's for sure. Thirsty people for coffee and thirsty people for advice in how to help grow their business. And that's really what A Million Cups is all about. Phil Yanoff in Greenville usually starts the session, asks people if they're familiar with Shark Tank. And some people raise their hand and he says, okay, that's not what we are. We're exactly the opposite of that. I mean, we're friendly people. So you have entrepreneurs, they come and they make a six-minute presentation. Then they have about 20 minutes of questions and answer. And the whole point is for folks in the room to try to understand what they're doing and try to figure out how to help them move the dial, find new customers, find talent they're looking for. I've been going to the one in Greenville for almost since it started, and I've gone to a couple others across the state. And it's just real interesting to me, the diversity of people and their ideas. Maybe this is just my tribe, but I really enjoy going to these things, and they're free, and they're all over the state. That's the other cool thing. So there's one in Columbia, Greenville, Rock Hill, Charleston, Spartanburg, Myrtle Beach, and soon to be in Anderson. So regardless of where you are in the state, it's a pretty good place to go and kind of hear what's going on and kind of plug into that entrepreneurial community, because this is all about relationships, isn't it?
It is, and what I like about this program is that you aren't just thrown to the sharks when you get up there and make your pitch. You have to apply, first of all, to make a pitch for your company or your idea, and then the organization helps you fine-tune it before you get up in front of people.
Absolutely. They have online tools. A coach will usually work with you to help you polish your presentation, and that's really important. The Kauffman Foundation, as I said, is the foundation of entrepreneurship. They rank states based on their entrepreneurial activity, and they have several different ways of assessing this. One is startup activity, the number of startups in a state. South Carolina is kind of middle of the pack there. And then there's growth entrepreneurship, and that's a combination of the rate of growth of startups, the share of scale-ups, they call it. You know, scale-up would be something that's already started but growing more rapidly. And then the kind of the density of high-growth companies, and there we're kind of in the middle of the pack too, and somewhat flat. But the place we seem to be really doing really good, and this is very encouraging, is what they call Main Street entrepreneurship. And those are the companies that now have lasted 5 years and are still here, still growing, still be successful. So, you know, it's good that the environment in South Carolina is supportive, and, you know, people starting companies not only are surviving the first year or two, which is really hard, but, you know, the number that are being able to sustain themselves through 5 years, which is a, you know, lifetime in the startup world, is growing in South Carolina. So very, very encouraging on that part. And I think things like A Million Cups, where people can come and plug in to the entrepreneurial infrastructure, find connections, find resources, just supported souls who they can talk to and get advice from are the kinds of important things that help companies in South Carolina start and be successful.
Well, John, what are some other events that are showing up on your calendar for our business community?
The South Carolina Logistics is hosting their inaugural Tech Talk in Charleston. Logistics is one of those industries where we have a lot of strength. That should be very good. SC Bio's got their conference coming up in the fall. And then Restcon for helping veterans find careers is also scheduled. So lots of things for listeners to plug into.
John, as always, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page. Joined us by phone from his office in Greenville. We will have links to both of his organizations posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. And with the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.